I dig putting people on, you know, points up certain ridiculous things in our lives. Because, for example, put on, I was in San Francisco living on my houseboat. I have a houseboat up there. And so that's in case the revolution starts, I can always go and get out of there. And so I have this houseboat, and I decide to go shopping at the Safeway store in Mill Valley, California. And I decide to take three of my neighbors shopping because they don't have any cars or any means of getting there, which means, like, I'm taking three white girls shopping, you know, which involves a lot of staring, you know, like, ah, are they under drugs? Is he practicing powerful juju, you know? And they look for my witch doctor bones, you know. So as I'm letting the girls out of the car, I see this old lady staring, and she's like, ah. It has come to this. And she's seeing Lillian Gish being ravaged for the last time in Birth of a Nation. And a lot of white guys are walking around feeling inadequate, you know. And I figure that's their hang-up. I didn't create the myth, you know. But I want everybody to be very, very relaxed, you know. So as I get out the car, I play my little game because I just took off my cap. And I said, y'all gone, Miss Liz, Miss Judy, Miss Kai, y'all just do your shopping, everything gonna be all right, bye and bye. And everyone felt terribly secure. So I went up the road to do some more shopping. I came back to the supermarket, and I did put people on, so by now the little old lady's standing by the checkout counter, and I just walked in and I said, I just left three white ladies here, where are they? Boy, did that shake up the supermarket. And the one color fella that worked there, he ended up like this. Oh, Lord. Why didn't I take the day off? They could have drafted me for Vietnam. And the last time I saw him, he was trying to get in the refrigerator behind the edge. And the boy said, what the heck are you doing? He said, shh, I'm hatching. So I finally let everybody relax because I took off my cap again. I said, y'all come on, Miss Liz, Miss Judy, Miss Kyle. I'll take y'all back to the plantation. And I sang a few spirituals. Everybody relaxed. You know. I dig it. You know. I even used to put on people. When I was first starting out in the business, I couldn't afford to pay my phone bill. And let's face it, if you can't afford to pay your phone bill, you're really in trouble in this business. So what I used to do was I used to get very bravado with the phone company. I say, yeah, come over here, take out my phone, see if I care. And I'd let the guy into the apartment, but I'd stay behind the door until I had him locked in. Then I'd let him see me in my leopard skin leotards with my African spear. Ah! You don't have to pay your phone bill. Which is good for about 3 months, but it sure did louse up his mind.